You're listening to Irish Radio Candidate Home and Abroad, and there is a duo out from Ireland and they are touring Canada at the moment. It is Brian O'Leary and Aidan Connolly, and they are proud of their Slieve Lucra heritage. And Aidan is here with me, and they're on tour. They started out in Winnipeg on the 1st of July, Canada Day, to a sold-out event, and then from there to Vancouver for workshops and a house concert, and then coming to this side of the country for the 6th of July, going to be in Montreal, 7th, Ottawa, 8th, Toronto, 9th, heading down to St. John's in Newfoundland, and then Carbonear, and then Clovertown. Aidan Tapalchero, Gramila Mahagat.
Gramila Mahagat, Austin, Gramila Mahagat, and Quirra.
Is this your first trip to Canada as a duo?
This is, as a duo, it's our first trip to Canada, yes. And I came over last year for the Chris Langan weekend in Toronto, the Great
yes.
Festival. And I suppose I kind of got friendly and chatting to a lot of people there and contacts that helped put this tour together.
Right. So your background, the two of you, you've kind of a common heritage, even though the parents migrated a bit, but you have the common heritage.
Correct, yeah. So my mother comes from a place called Guineaquilla, which is in East Kerry, in the southwest of Ireland. I'm sure most of your listeners are aware where Kerry is. Yeah, it's an area steeped in music, like going way back. And Brian is from that area also. And both our grandfathers were accordion players. Brian's grandfather, Johnny, was a nationally recognised musician, Johnny O'Leary. And yeah, my grandfather played the accordion as well, Paddy Moynihan. And yeah, so we've family roots going back a while.
Traditional music is going through a fantastic revival in Ireland. You can, between the festivals, between sessions, between concerts, everything. There's a great awareness and a great demand.
There is, yeah. I think it's thriving, yeah, Austin. Yeah, it's there's actually a great scene. It's great to see so many people interested and, yeah, places to play and great young musicians coming up as well, you know. So it's mighty.
So when you come out on a trip like this, is it predominantly Irish-born or coming to the gigs, or are you getting some like second, third generation?
Not necessarily. I would have expected, I suppose, majority, I suppose, Irish heritage. But like the people that we met in Winnipeg, for example, I don't think there were many.
Right.
If any, I said, was there? Most people, a lot of people seem to just kind of get into the music. They just like the sound of it, or they may have had an encounter came across a session or something and got into it that way. Yeah, so surprisingly little, actually. Yeah.
And I noticed when I look at, you've collaborated with a number of other musicians. When you collaborate, do you change, or does it draw on a different part of you, depending on who you're collaborating with?
Yeah, 100%. Austin, yeah, when you're collaborating, for example, did an album with John Daly, he's a great fiddle player from Mallow, and yeah, I suppose, you know, you'd be listening all the way up as you're growing up and, you know, listening and trying to learn as much as you can. And I suppose when you then come across another musician, for example, with John, we would have we would have a Slieve Lucra connection as well, but also music of like Michael Coleman and people from other parts, and Jerry Holland, indeed, great Canadian player. And I suppose that sort of spark of interest that we both have in those players would bring certain things out in the music. Similarly with Brian, like we'd be very much drawing from the same well, you know, the heritage of Slieve Lucra. And yeah, it's been great when we first started playing together, like, oh, do you know this one, and you know that, oh, do you know this version of that tune, and it just sort of sets off a spiral and you end up playing differently with that person.
And when you say differently, you're like, I know in Ireland you have all the different regional styles, so if you end up playing with someone from Sligo, do you find you're absorbing their style and that then you're bringing it with you wherever else you might go?
100%, yeah, sure. I suppose every encounter, I suppose, as long as it's quiet now, you know, a packed session, it's hard to get this sort of thing. But in a quiet, ideal environment,
right?
Yeah, you're sparking off. It's like a conversation, and you leave room for the other person to, you know, you hear their phrasing and the way they're doing things, and you want to complement it. You don't want to you know, it wouldn't make any sense if I just had my head down just playing what I thought was a version of a tune, and they would be doing something different. That'd be a clash. You know,
So yeah, I know you've a number of recordings out there, and you'll be drawing on particular, I guess, on this one. You and Brian have recorded together. You have an album out there, so I guess you'll be drawing on some of those tracks on this tour. But you also have recorded with others, with John Daly, and you have one out there on your own as well. The market, when it comes to traditional, how do you figure out, you know, because traditional music is traditional music. What drives you when you say, I'm going to pick these tunes and these are the ones we'll put down on an album?
I suppose it's the tunes that get the best out of yourself.
Right.
I suppose, again, look, it's different with a collaboration. I suppose, speaking on this project, which is the most recent one, it's like, for example, I don't know how many tunes there are on there. There might be 14 or 15 tracks. You might have 30, though, that could work and that you play well and enjoy. And I suppose then you're saying, okay, well, in what tracks are we getting the very best out of each other and out of ourselves? And then from that point, then you would, I suppose, hone it. You couldn't have all polkas or all reels. Like an album also has to be cohesive. So you'd filter it that way then later.
Right. Aidan, I don't want to delay you too long because I know you do have your task coming up, but I do want to run through the dates again, particularly when you get over to this side of the country. On the 6th of July, Montreal, and that's the Congress Hall in St. Patrick's Basilica. And info@shimsa.org is the contact there. On July 7th, the Ottawa gig is Emily Ladell Addison at gmail.com. That's Emily L. Addison at gmail.com. And then for Toronto, it's concerts at, I'm looking at altdesign.ca. That's altdesign.ca. When you get down to St. John's, Bannerman Brewery, and then Carbonera, I don't see any contact for you guys there. And for Clovertown, at the Diamond House, and that is Diamond House main@gmail.com. Should we share any other information there?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Austin, if people just wanted to email, I have a music email account if they're interested. It's just my name, AidanConnollyMusic@gmail.com.
Right.
AidanConnollyMusic@gmail. And if, you know, if somebody's interested, I just drop me a message and I'll get back to them.
And the other thing is, on your socials, you both, yourself and Brian, have Facebook pages, and you're out there on social, so you can be found comfortably there. I'm going to play a track off that album of yours, and I was thinking maybe the Brosnan of the Blackwater Banks and Johnny O'Leary.
Lovely. Thanks, Aidan.
Aidan, thanks, Aidan, for taking the time. It's been a pleasure meeting with you.
Thanks, Austin, and thanks to the listeners.